Thanks for calling customer service. How can I help you?
Afternoon.
I can't hear you.
Okay. Ma'am, I'm calling in regards to some money that was taken out of my account for supposed to be a product or something.
Okay, can I hear zip code?
27107. I can give you this number. It's talking about 260.
No, ma'am, you said 27107.
27107 is my zip, ma'am.
Okay, what is your first and last name?
Renee Simpkins.
Okay, and can you verify your address for me, ma'am?
230 Brooks Edge Drive, Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Okay,
27107.
Okay, just give me one moment while the account loads up. Excuse me.
Because I want to know, what is this for, that y'all pulling money out of my account?
Okay, ma'am, it was for a KitchenAid.
What kind of KitchenAid?
Okay, give me one moment. Because I see you did a survey on May the 18th where you paid the shipping and handling of $7.95 for a KitchenAid.
Okay.
You don't remember doing that?
My understanding when I went on it that I had won it.
Okay, it was for a KitchenAid mixture.
Right, and it was supposed to have been that I had won that, and all I was supposed to have been charged was $2.
Okay. In the terms and conditions, it did state if you now wish to become a member of our Federal Directed Savings Club, we did request for you to give us a call back.
No, I did not approve for no membership. No, ma'am, I
okay,
did not.
Okay, so that's what it was, ma'am.
$56.95 for a membership?
It was a monthly membership. It's a monthly charge. If you don't call in to cancel the account, you'll be charged.
I'm going to be charged what?
Well, I was trying to explain to you, if you don't call, if a customer doesn't call in to cancel the account, whatever that charge is, you'll be charged. You will be charged every month of that charge until you call in and cancel.
Wait a minute. First of all, I never authorized
no
membership.
Ma'am. No, I didn't. No, I didn't say you did. I was explaining to you just in case you didn't understand me. Cause we were both talking at the same time and we cut each other off.
Okay. So
that's what I was explaining.
So my understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So you took $7.95 for me on May 18th.
Okay.
And
see.
Then I'm looking at on the 21st yesterday. You took out $56.95 out of my account.
The $7.95 was for the shipping and handle. We don't refund shipping and handle. You was paying the shipping and handle for the KitchenAid.
I was paying shipping and handle, which was how much was that?
$7.95.
Okay. And
then
now, $6.95 is for what?
That was the monthly charge.
Wait a minute. I'm going to be charged $56.95 a month?
Every month. But you just told me to cancel the account. So once I cancel the account, you won't be charged with anything once I cancel it. Cancel the whole account.
Right. Please cancel, because I never first put in for no membership. So this is what I'm trying to call that. Why was those two account was taken, two amount taken out of my account? When I never order something, that's why I'm saying kitchen what? What you said, a kitchen mixer?
It's a KitchenAid mixer.
And how much this KitchenAid mixer was supposed to have been?
I can look it up for you and see how much.
Because there's some fraud here, and I'm gonna know. I'm gonna have my bank put in for fraud, because I never agreed to anything of kitchen anything. That's why I'm calling to find out. Why is this money taken out of my account? What kind of mess is going on here?
Okay, man, so you don't remember doing a survey at all. That's what you're saying.
Ma'am, I'm telling you what I didn't do, and I didn't put in for no service and no membership for nothing.
Okay,
so I don't understand how y'all got my address and my account number.
The only way we have your account and your address is once you did the survey, and after the survey, it asked you to enter a contest. And once you sat there and you put your information, after you enter that contest, it automatically made you an account. That's how we pull a customer account up, because you made an account. You might not know that you did, but once you sat there and put your information into that contest, it made you an account. And that's how we can pull up customers' account.
But but what I can't understand is I never put in for that. I did order something, but what I ordered was a T-shirt, which I received, and that was $22.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't understand how y'all picked up my address and account number for this kitchen mixer or whatever.
It's a KitchenAid mixer. It going on by your information that you put in, and it made your account. So I don't know what you enrolled yourself into.
I enrolled myself in for T-shirts. It had nothing to do with no KitchenAid.
Okay, ma'am. But I do have that account canceled, and I also have that refund issued back to you. It will take 3 to 5 business days to receive that refund. Depending on who you bank with, you might get a little early.
Yeah, I'm gonna put in for an alert anyway with my account, because I really don't understand where this came from. So are you you crediting me both the $56.95 and the $7.95, ma'am?
No, ma'am, we don't refund shipping and handling.
Y'all don't refund the $7.95.
That's for
You said shipping and handling.
Yeah, we don't refund shipping and handling.
So wait a minute. I don't get a refund of $7.95.
No, man, because you did. Okay, man. I just refunded you the $56.95. We don't refund shipping and handling. $7.95. That's for the shipping and handling. We don't refund shipping and handling.
Okay, yeah, don't refund shipping and handling.
No, ma'am.
But wait a minute. But what's this about the kitchen mixer?
It's a KitchenAid mixer.
Did you ship me a KitchenAid mixer?
It say not shipped.
It said
you just ordered on the 18th. Okay, you ordered on the 18th. It hadn't even been 7 to 10 business days yet. So you still probably should receive that product. Because you just ordered on the 18th. It haven't even been 7 days.
Okay.
So when you do get it, you can keep it, or you can give it to someone for a gift. But we don't do return policies.
Y'all don't do return policies.
No, man, because we're not the company that you're ordering it from.
So what am I being charged for this? What am I being charged for this kitchen mixer?
Okay, which charge? Because I just explained it to you.
I understand about the $7.95.
Mm-hmm.
That's the shipping and handling.
Okay,
you
so you're...
No refund on that.
Okay,
you're refunding me the $56.95.
I already refunded it to you.
Okay, but you saying that this mixer was sent out to me already?
No, it wasn't.
Oh no, this is some fraud mess with y'all. I don't get this.
Okay, so you didn't hear me when I say it wasn't shipped out. It hasn't been shipped out yet.
Okay, but had it had been shipped out, what would I have been billed for?
They're $56.95.
But then you just told me, if I'm understanding, didn't you just tell me the $56.95 is membership that would be coming out of my account every month?
Okay, you still be billed for that $56.95. That's a monthly charge.
My monthly charge would be $56.95.
Yes, ma'am, until you called in and canceled. Like how you just did just now, you just got it canceled.
Oh, no. Y'all cancel this. Please cancel this.
I've been canceled. I've been issued that refund.
Yes.
So I'm through the account.
Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am.
No problem.
But I'm going to put in something with my account, because Something ain't right here. Thank you, ma'am.
No problem.
Is there some sort of number? Is there some sort of number? Cancel number?
You should receive it through an email. If you sat there and put your email in there, you should receive it through an email. If not, just give us a call back and we can give you the confirmation number. Because I didn't accept the whole account once I did the refund.
Oh, so you don't have a confirmation number.
I mean, if I would have still had your account up, I could have had your confirmation number. But I didn't accept the whole account. Once I canceled it and issued that refund back to you, I had went on and exed up out of it.
Oh, okay.
But I did refund it, the 56. I refunded it, so it should take 3 to 5 business days. If you don't see it within 3 to 5 business days, call your bank or give us a call back.
Well, I'm going to call my bank right now because...
Okay, you
crazy.
Can call your bank and see if it's pending, but I did issue it to you.
No. I understand that, and I appreciate that, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Because I don't know what this was about.
Uh-huh.
And when I was told some kitchen mixer, I do remember seeing something about a kitchen mixer, but I was filling out for a T-shirt.
Oh,
and
okay.
I paid... Where y'all took $22 out of my account for the T-shirt. I received the T-shirt this week, but I didn't know nothing about no kitchen mixer.
And see, it probably came with that. I don't know. Because I'm thinking.
I don't know neither, but I appreciate you refunding the money back to my account.
No problem.
All right. Thank you, ma'am, so much for your help.
You're welcome. Okay. Thanks for calling Custom City. You have a great day.
All right, you too, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Thank you.